We got Kawarus on the line, and I'm glad to say we finally did it. We got him in the first hour. Kia ora e hoa.
Kia ora e hoa. You know, it's a treasured thing. You know, the Pākehā gives us this technology with all these wonderful apps and, you know, to make sure you're on time. But, you know, ko te raru, ko Māori tonu I tōna taima. And that's my raru nui. So thank you for tolerating my tardiness.
Hey, like I said, as long as you're on somewhere in the show, I'm good. Hey, there you go again. You got to turn me off in the background.
Oh, taiwa. Here we go.
Now, does that sound better?
That sounds better. That does sound better. Hey, it's been a while since you've been in the office, and I will say it's been a bit quiet, not just because you've been gone, but people have been māwiwi. And so, you know, hoki mai hoa.
Well, koina, I should be up again on Monday, so don't you worry, ka rongo I tō puku I te kapa, so we can all have a bit of fun in our tari.
Mīharo. I mua I tō mātou nei kōrero. Actually, this is a part of the kōrero, really. E whakaaro tau, e pāna ki tēnei mea State of Origin?
Well, kia mohia mai tātou Kiwi, there is one thing I hate, and that is sport. So, you know, everybody gets overwhelmed with state of O, state of this, state of that. My whole thing is, Tiwi Māori, stop looking at your Australians, come back home to Aotearoa and look at your people back home. You don't need to get off on those fellas at state of O. Haramaiki te marae. Haramaiki ngā kaupapa. Those are way more cooler than state of O. I know it's a losing battle, but one can only try.
Hey, you're speaking my language, e hoa. I try because I know our listeners care, and so I'll play the game every now and then. Actually, we had an awesome kōrero from Dominic and Tere Anō yesterday, and they gave me a good rundown, and there's a bit of some type of competition or something that happens here where Rangi Tāwai ended up winning whatever that competition was and ended up with this massive stake. Because I think he's Queensland and Dale's, what's the other one? New South Wales.
New South losers?
He's, well, they did lose, right? And so Dale ended up...
Well, that's all they do.
Well, hey, I've heard the history's a little different. Apparently for a long time, decade almost or something, they used to win back-to-back and now he ended up... Oh, Kyle.
Well, you know, ko tēnei te taonga e, te living memory. And you see, I'm not in a sports aficionado or anything like that, but I can say in the last 10 years I've been been forced to follow, you know, the NRL, it's always the Blues that are losing. So, you know, e te hiwaku hoa, I te hare mātou ki te pāpara kauta, ki te inu, hei whakanui te kēmu e hoa mā, hei whakanui te kēmu. And anyway, because everybody knew I hated sport, they said, oh, Kawe, what are you going to wear to the pub? And I said, well, you know, usual, three-piece suit, tie, you know, why not? And they go, no, bro. Me mōku I tēnei hāte. Kia, you know, I have to wear maroons colour. And I just said to them, I says, well, I know nothing about this game. All I want to know is who's the winner. And from that time until this time, and for all of time, as far as I can tell, it is the maroons. So, you know, I know a lot of friends love te kapa kahurangira, the New South Wales, but come on, the losers, pēnei o mātou hoa I ngā Warriors. So, you know, I just find it difficult in my mind that we follow these losing teams, and let alone these foreign teams. I just find it a bit perplexing, but, you know, that's me. But, you know, kia rātou rā, te tikanga ki te whai atu I te pōroraka.
You do. You bring up a good point, and actually you said a kupu there that I want to come back to. Don't forget what you just said. But you do bring up a good point that it seems like a losing game when you see the love that people have for people like the Warriors. And I get it. You got to back a team. I mean, I still back, who do I back? I only back a team if I have a crush on someone who's in the team. That's how I back a team, whether they lose or not. So I assume that might be the case for some people who follow the Warriors, is that they have a love for certain players, Pierre. But hey,
I'm terrible. I'm terrible, Kare, because I won't follow any of those sports, eh? Because, you know, he tāne aho, so I'll go and watch, you know, female volleyball, netball, because for my eye, that is far more pleasurable than watching men running around in shorts.
Well, the men have gone and taken over those fields as well. Maybe you should try out pickleball. I've been talking about pickleball for the past couple of months, actually. Seems like a game that people are giving, like my cousins who are these big rugby players, have gone over to pickleball, which I'll let you do it. But before we get into any more of that nonsense, you brought up a couple of kupu. Do you remember what you just said? I should have wrote it down. But you said something. You said something about, and it's a losing game, rah-de-rah-de-rah. Do you remember what kupu you used? I didn't know what it was.
I think I said something along the lines, kia whaiwhai haere I te pororaka.
That one. Kaha tērā.
So that raka and that type of stuff?
Raka? Like lock?
Raka. Nah,
is
not that kind of raka. So,
is that my ngāpū kicking in?
Yeah, and your fellas kupu mino, you know, stealing all the English words, making a new Māori language out of it. Me te paihoki, you know, rawe ki au te rā reo o te nōta. You know, the only people I know who go, no, and you know exactly what they're talking about. But within us here in Tainui, we use some certain other intensifiers. So we use raka, naka. So some people might find those words a wee bit new to their ears, but when I was growing up with my kuia, they would turn around. They love shortening words and love using the intensifiers that they knew for looking at the grammatical side of it. So they would say to me, "E pama, haere ki raka, haere ki re. You go over there, you go over that way."
Mm.
So those are the words that they would have used when I was growing up to use as an intensifier in terms of where you were going in directions. So I could even use raka, not just a lock, because that's what everyone thinking we're talking about. It's not a rock. So this raka is ki te hare mātou ki reira raka. E kōrero ana mātou ki ōna tangata I whakaaro raka. So it's in that type of vein and how you would use that word. And as far as I know, it's very much a word you hear a lot down here in Tainui and also parts of Taranaki. But for me growing up, it was just one of those normal kupu that Nanny used to say to us when she was telling us to do something.
I reckon those are the ones we remember the most. They like ana tō kai, I only remember that because those are the ones the nannies and aunties used to use all the time. All the time, ana tō kai.
Well, you see, the favourite one of mine, and actually it perpetuates the person who I am now, and it is kaua koe e whakatete. Kaua koe e whakatete.
Mm.
Now, most people wouldn't know what a whakatete is, but they'll probably use the default word, which I think at the moment everyone's using, is whakahihi. But whakatete is very similar to whakahihi, but it's the lesser degree. So instead of being overly, instead of being just a show-off, a whakatete is like what our kids do. They're cheeky. You know, they come out with little cheeky moments. So the child's not being whakahihi, ke te whakatete mai. They've just been a cheeky little child. They're just being themselves. So that was one of the favourite ones. So anyone who's got kids, hey, even if you've got a partner, it's not just in the space of kids, hey, if you've got a partner, mea tuki tohoa. Hey, go e whakatete mai, stop being cheeky with me, yeah?
I love that. And actually, while we're on being cheeky, something about sports, and the thing that I realise people love about sports, like you, I'm not a big sports person, but when you're there, you can't help be a little bit cheeky towards your opposing teams. And so, kei a koe etahi rerenga, etahi kupu, pai mō mātou, if we go to a game or if you're at the pub or something like that and somebody from the opposing team starts talking to you and you can say something back to them, whether it's cheeky, whether it's just a good reringa.
Well, you know, I always love the phrase, kore take en kuare, eh? You can't beat the basics of how to belittle a person. And, you know, you could turn around and say, oh, ki te puta mai ngā kuare ki rungi te whira. It's just one example of how you could use kuare. If you go, here comes the losers coming onto the feeder. You know, ke te haramai ngā kuare ki rungi te feeder. You could even turn around and say, hey, tō kapa tino hōhā kēnei. You know, your team is always annoying me. Your team is hōhā kēnei. It all comes back to and what shares you want to get across to the main. Mm,
yeah.
And because I don't like sport, I would naturally go, he kore take he kuare.
Those are good ones. Those are good standard ones, and you can't go wrong with them, unless you put them in a sentence and you don't know how to use sentences yet.
Well, in that type, and you know, this is where you take your time. And I think some of the things we do when we're trying to whakaora I tō tātou reo is that we go to the rangi tūhaha to find the fanciest, coolest kupu to try and convey that thought. When actually we just need to come back, hoki mai ki te whenua, and hau ngā mea. Kaputa noi hui te ngākau. Hey, what are the things that just come naturally? And, you know, even if you're a first-generation speaker or a new learner to the language, finding out those little words that would be considered ways to insult people and understanding how to use them is really important. Because, for instance, you could go to a kaupapa and someone calls you a kuare, and you've never heard the word kuare. So you need to know what that word is. So if people are putting you down, at least you can come up with a reply and say, e hara au I te kuare, he tangata tino mōhio, engari I ngā paraere me ngā mane noiho.
You know, when you were just saying that, it reminded me of how important context is, and the spaces that you were in. Because I realise when I'm with mates that speak Te Reo Māori and have been in those spaces, or just in general mates, just in other spaces where other people speak Māori, actually that one's probably more relevant to this point is, and then I realised that we swear a lot, but we use kupu like poko or other ones like that or kaia te kuri, but it's often heard in really serious spaces, but when you're in an informal space and you're, you know, bit of tongue-in-cheek to an opposing, if you're playing cards with a mate or something like that, we use those words all the time, and I went, I always have to be careful that I don't take it out of places that don't understand that.
Well, you see, and he tika tonu tā. So, in English, we actually defame, we insult, te mea, te mea, te mea. In te reo, we're very similar, but we're really good at insulting people. You know, if you turned around and said with me and my mates, if one of my mates walked in, I probably would have turned around and said, oh, peha na koe taku kuare, peha. You know, because I know that person. And they'll go something along to me along the lines of, ko te kuare, ko te kohoe ke te kiore. You know, so we'll find little ways to insult each other. And, you know, people might think it's actually a bad thing to be called a kiore. Well, I love being called a kiore. Because back in the day, that's what our tūpuna did. They went around like a kiore doing recon, is what the tikanga behind this kiore was doing recon on the iwis that are around you. And then you would go back to your chief and say, hey, anenga te ngā te kiore. This is what I've seen, bro. You know, ngā iwi I tūwhare toa. They're trying to get that maunga, bro. They're trying to give it to the government, you know. Or if you go over to Maniapoto, oh, those fellas, they're still bashing up on some of the pākehas over there, bro. So, you know, some people will see things as a derogatory to something like kiore, because people don't want to be compared to a rat. But actually, I rite a tātou kōrero, he mea pai te kiore. You know, because we had a rangatira kiore aiki a mātou te Māori, but now we've got these new rats that go around, eat everything, destroy everything. But, you know, this is how the world changes. So our words get dropped and new words come in and take their place. And koe te tohu o te reo orai. That's how you know our language is alive, when some words come up, some sentences come up, and some go back down.
Well, tēnā koe, Kawe, thank you for having a kōrero with us this afternoon. I bet you heaps of people are writing some of those kupu down, especially if they got some kore kau taringa tamariki, tamaiti, they're probably going to be using half the things we said today. But also, when the next State of O game comes on, I reckon you'll be hearing people say, I don't know, something that you said today. So really appreciate this kōrero.
Well, just for our State of O friends, because I know they're having a lot of antiness with those refs, eh? So you could turn around, just for you fellas who've got the antiness with the refs, you go, te whakate te hoki o te kairifi. They're cheeky refs, you know. So there might be something to put in your kete, but I also like to shout out to our raima, to my mate Te Parakoti out there in Māngere, me ana tamariki, whakatete. So e te tuahine, I hope you got this new kupu for you. Hey, tuhi tuha tu ki o tamariki. Kia ra tātai.
Mīharo. Kia pai tō ahi ahi e hua. We'll see you on Monday.
Ana, hei konei.
Kawe Ruth there, one of our Reo Māori journalists, one of our journalists here at Radio Wāte, and also the producer of our Reo Māori current affairs show, Manako, with host Pōhaturoa Wainga. Always a pleasure to have Kawe on because, well, he's a busy person and he doesn't have to be here, but he is, and we love it. And so if I start hearing, maybe next time we'll hear Dale start yelling out, oh, te whakatete hoki o te kairiki. I reckon he could crack it. It'd be so cool. I might talk to him about it tomorrow. Get into it, Dale, get into it.